Well, welcome to the show if you've just joined us. And for the next half now, we are fashion forward. We're going to be talking about a big event taking place here in Dubai during April, basically showcasing 14 of the region's most sought-after designers that are going to be shown in one location. And with us to tell us all about that is Bon Guerrero. He is the CEO and creative director of Fashion Forward, and Babak Golkar from Golkar Couture, who is one of those designers that indeed is going to be showcased during this event. So welcome, gentlemen, to the studio.
Thank you. Hello.
Thanks, Sarah, for having us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. And we're already getting texts in, and we'll come back to those in just a moment. But, you know, it's Mother's Day, and we were obviously talking about our mums and how special they are. And I know that for you, Babak, your mother has been very much part of your business and your journey to becoming a designer.
Yes, she's always there, omnipresent. I mean, it's a family company. It's my brothers and I, we started our menswear and our women's brand together. And our mom, in the past year, she left her work and she's full-time working with us now. So she plays a very active role with Golkar Couture.
Yeah, and did she guide you early on, you know, because it's everybody, we were talking about career choice at the moment, and everybody is picking careers, as Brandy put it, careers that their parents don't understand. Clearly your mum did understand your career choice, but did she support you on those early years to being a designer and help you in your sense of style?
Absolutely. I think for them it was always important, our parents, specifically for my mum, it was very important for us to follow what we're passionate about. You know, waking up and being blessed enough to do something you love every morning is, I mean, you're almost halfway there to a successful career. So she always encouraged us to do that. And having her sense of and love of fashion part of the company gives us a very commercial outlook to the brand, which is important for a business.
Yeah. And Bong, for you, you know, you're the CEO of Fashion Forward and you've started this campaign, which we will come to in just a minute. But you were just sharing with us, and we know your mum can't listen at the moment, but you're going to throw a big surprise party for her.
Yes. The good thing I'm able to say this on the radio is my mum doesn't live in Dubai, but I'm actually getting on a plane next week and a lot of my brothers and sisters, we're all flying in, and we're throwing a surprise birthday weekend for her.
So. Yeah. And we're just saying it's not the big events, the Mother's Day. It's those little small things that happen every day as well that make it special, and the support they give you on this journey. But Bong, talk us through the journey with Fashion Forward, because, you know, it's quite an innovative design. We're seeing it in Art Dubai this week, aren't we? Lots of local designers coming through. It seems to be a real trend out there at the moment.
Well, Fashion Forward, I think, is really, if I were to sum it up, it's the first collective big step to take the fashion industry to a level that it really deserves to be in. It's really an evolution of where, how we started in the industry, and we're hoping to magnify the region's best, and there's quite a good number of them. In fact, 14 designers it's gone up to 18 now, and there's a lot more interest. But for the first season, we're just, you know, making sure it's a tight program, and we're showcasing the best designers from Beirut to Dubai, from Kuwait and Doha, the very best, really.
Yeah, and it's quite an amazing thing, isn't it? Because, you know, there is such a rich tradition here in terms of culture, and you just have to look at the buildings. You're seeing that coming through with the architecture, the fact that the region is more confident in its own style as well as the international style arena that's out there at the moment. And for you, Babak, you know, living here, do you take quite a lot of inspiration from your local surroundings?
I mean, you just hit the nail on the head with that one. I think the Middle East has always had such a strong historical culture of fabric, tapestry, architecture, and it's good that architecture is always at the forefront of Dubai, you know, with the world's tallest or the world's biggest towers. Then you've got Art Dubai showcasing the region's best art, but there hasn't really been something collectively to show the fashion talent that's happening regionally. So it's a great way of encompassing all these influences we have as designers.
Yeah, and yeah, and absolutely. And I'm just thinking, well, through that, you know, you're creating this road effectively. So if you've got these new designers along the way that aren't so established, you're trying to provide a route, I suppose, and an outlet for them to shine.
Yes, it's really a platform. It's a podium, which really we can say has not been there. I mean, obviously, again, it's a progressive journey as a region. There have been other platforms in the past, but I think we are in the right time at the right place with the right ingredients. I think if we had done this 10 years ago, it would have been a bit probably premature. Now it's just about the right time. We have a lot of designers such as you know, Emperor 1688, Golkar Couture. We've got Issa. We have Rami Al Ali and you know, Michael Cinco, Fern One, Ezra. The list goes on, and they're all in their own right getting international acclaim, definitely regional respect, and there's just that potential to grow them or magnify them even larger than where they are right now. But obviously there has to be this collective effort and an outstanding platform to showcase them to the world.
Yes, and I mean, everybody needs funding to get these things going, and as you said, this recognition. And just listening to some interviews earlier on the station in the week, they're talking about films coming here. You know, people want to, you know, film here now. They want to come here with their art. Sure. They want to come here as fashion, on the edge of fashion as well. Do you think Dubai has the potential to become a major powerhouse in the fashion world with all these influences and its unique position really between sort of Europe and going through to Asia?
Oh, definitely, without a doubt. I mean, fashion consumerism is at its highest in the region. I mean, it's very obvious. I mean, all the global brands started coming here about 10 years ago, and it's very obvious that this is a priority market for those brands. But just like any maturing market, it is inevitable to see your very own homegrown regional talent sort of like, you know, rising, and that's what's happening right now, and there's no reason why they should not be dominate the market or take a good share of the market. So yes, definitely.
I mean, it's a fashion capital, Dubai.
It is.
I mean, the brands that are here, I mean, you can pretty much get every single brand, and I think the position of Dubai, so many people come to Dubai and then they go back to their countries they come from. So when they come here and they see other designers, you know, regional designers, then it's almost like a web. They come here, they see new designers, then they get to go back to their own countries. And I think because of that, you get a lot of our, you know, amazing designers showing on red carpets in Hollywood and stuff. So it's
and the good thing about hosting Fashion Forward in Dubai is the one thing with Dubai, we're quite lucky. I mean, obviously, this, you know, a lot of work has been done by the government. But when you do something in Dubai, you almost have when you do it right, it potentially can be an international event overnight. You can have the attention of the world if you do it right, and that's what we're hoping to do.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking, coming back to you, Babak, with Golkar Couture, you know, you have through the menswear, I mean, I'm not completely familiar with the whole history of the brand, but you have this menswear range, which I know is stocked internationally in some major department stores in the US and globally. So why did you pick here? Because you would be a prime example of one of those people that's decided to be here when your designs are sold globally.
I think exactly for the reason we're talking about. Dubai is such a hub of culture and a hub of business. And I think being centered here, I mean, if you're based in London, it's all great. But then based in Dubai, you're near to the Far East. And you know, you're basically at the center of the planet, basically. And you get to reach so many different markets. And we've honestly found that's just a big benefit to us, being able to reach different audiences and getting our brand recognized in more audiences. Like I said, I mean, last year we were at Project New Las Vegas, and we were the first brand from the region to show at that trade show, which was a huge accomplishment, and it was very humbling for us to represent the region at that trade show.
Yeah, and as you say, we'll talk a little bit more about the dates and everything for Fashion Forward, and also some of the trends coming up, because if somebody's listening, it does get quite confusing out there at the moment in terms of all the wonderful things that Dubai offers. Sometimes you can be offered too much, and it's yes. hard to go shopping for that World Cup outfit.
Well, I think lots of people don't like shopping a lot. So
No, exactly. It's a good culture of shopping in Dubai. So we'll come back to that, the latest...